Alright, 90.5, KSJS, Ground Zero Radio. Monday night, not the usual metal night, but still, any night's a good night for metal. And we're here at the Metro, hell of a lineup. We got Impaled, Attitude Adjustment, Exhumed, Napalm Death, and Municipal Waste. And happy talking with Ryan Waste here. So, yeah, thanks for taking a couple minutes to talk with us, man.
Not a problem, bud.
So, for anyone who hasn't grabbed the Fatal Feast yet, shame on you. You should have grabbed it by now. And I mean, grab it legally. Go buy the album. Go to a gig. Grab it. Grab the vinyl if you can afford it. And yeah, for those of you who haven't checked it out yet, what can you say about it?
Well, you're too kind to make them do that without stealing it.
Yeah,
I mean, we're real proud of the record, man. It's been out almost, I don't know, it seems like almost a year now. But
yeah, but
we've put a lot of work into it, man. We spent a year writing and recording, which we'd never done before. We'd always kind of wrote and recorded on the fly, and we took
right.
our time with this one. So,
yeah.
And it's our debut on Nuclear Blast, so, you know, we had a lot to prove, and I think we stepped up for it.
Yeah, definitely, and I think it's like probably one of the most solid thrash albums I've heard all year, in a year that has produced a lot of great thrash albums, from like, you know, your Testament, your Bonded by Blood, your all that, so, good year for thrash.
Cool. Well, we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, so also you guys, not too long ago, put out a split with Toxic Holocaust. How'd that come about?
That's like something we've been talking about for almost, it's like 7 years now, I think. And it's, you know, we've been real close friends with Joel and the boys, you
yeah.
know, since both of our inception. And it just seemed like kind of a match made, you know, in hell. Like,
right.
And then our buddy Scotty at Tank Crimes Records, which is based out of Oakland, actually put it out, and it's really just like a bunch of friends getting together and doing a record, and it was cool that Nuclear Blast, you know, to let us have that opportunity, you know, after just signing, recording with them, and doing another label, you know, a smaller label, so I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, so you guys kind of known for, you know, you're on the road a lot, like it's actually, I know catching you guys a couple months at this venue here, and also we're cool enough to do like kind of an intimate show also at the Mile High Club.
That's right.
Like the night afterwards, so
we got a small place in our heart for Oakland, man. We got a lot of friends here. We just love coming back.
Yeah, so being on the road so much, I mean, how's that like affect, you know, just the, you know, just actually being able to do the normal business of, you know, songwriting, recording and doing all that?
It's tough, man. I mean, I'm just starting to get sick right now, so it's just like, it's taking its toll for sure. The hardest part is all the partying you gotta do when you're on tour. That's what gets me.
Yeah.
I'm like on the halfway point, starting to be like, whoa, I need to chill out.
Any parties you can remember that have been left an impression so far on this tour?
We were just in Portland last night, and it was stripper karaoke. And, stripper-oke, I guess. And that, I mean, you gotta step up and party when that's going down, so. I mean, I was just yesterday, so I had trouble. Everything else was kind of hazy before that.
Nice. Well, Oakland's got a couple nice joints with some nice ladies, so maybe there'll be an encore presentation tonight.
I think Portland's like, you know, it's just kind of known for that. You know, I think regular bars are just like strip clubs. It's not like we need to be in a strip club, you know.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, you know, win in Rome situation.
Nice. So, you guys got this, and you guys also, I believe, are doing, like, the barge, I think you guys
that's
are
right.
doing that.
That's right, we end this tour in the Bahamas, so that's definitely saying something.
Yeah.
Never done that before. We'll see if we make it back.
Nice. So, also now, man, you guys have kind of been all over. You've done a couple U.S. tours, you did some Europe dates, and for those of you out there who are listening to this and have never seen Municipal Waste live, where have you been? You missed out on one hell of an experience, so you guys should do this before you die, because Municipal Waste, if you're coming here and kind of expecting, you know, the carbon copy, or you're going to hear the album exactly as it sounds, you're going to hear something, you know, probably 100 times better.
Well, we really appreciate that, man. Yeah, we try to put on a wild show, and the audience, you know, makes it that much better. You know, there's more, the more stage dives and circle pits, the more they get into it, the more we get into it, so it's a give and take right there.
Yeah, because the kind of nice thing about, you know, going to you guys' show is you don't just track, you know, kind of just the kids that are looking for, you know, just the thrash or the punk or all that. You guys kind of unite like punk and metal communities of all kinds.
Yeah, that was the original goal, man, just getting everyone into it, and it's cool to see everyone getting along, you know, whether they're, you know, into punk or heavy metal or what have you, you know, just some weirdos off the street, whatever.
Yeah.
All come in, can have fun, listen to some tunes.
Yeah. Many of you weirdos are out there, line's building up, so run over here, get in fast.
Plenty of weirdos out here, so I don't think we'll have a problem.
Yeah. So something I was curious to know about people, again, Miss Voice, one hell of a live show. As a fan, what's a live show they think everybody needs to experience at least once?
Like another band?
Yeah, like, doesn't even have to be metal, just like one that, you know, you say, see them once before you die.
What? For me, it was Judas Priest, and we actually got to play Hellfest with them.
Oh, nice.
I can say we shared the stage with them. It's like my all-time favorite band, so that, for me, was like, just like, check that one off, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's right there. That's my answer.
Yeah. So, again, they're doing their retirement tour. Hopefully, they've decided, you know, that retirement tour didn't end on a high enough note, and everybody, if you get the chance,
I think they're going to wrap around and do it again. I think
nice.
They have like some new blood in there. It's actually like a good thing.
Yeah.
So.
Supposedly they're trying to write a new record, so
yep.
A new record, you got to go for it.
Yep, you might have a chance. Check it out.
Yeah, and while we're at the topic of other bands, so what's a band that, you know, be it a friend's band, label mates, or is it someone that listeners might not have checked out yet that you recommend, you know, if they go buy the record, go check them out live if they can?
I'm going to do the shameless thing and plug my other heavy metal band, Vulture.
Go ahead, man.
So, yeah, we're about to sign with High Roller Records and do a full length, and haven't even announced that yet, so you're getting an exclusive there.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, so got a website and all that for them that they can go check it out?
www.vulture.us, and then Facebook, Vulture Official. It's Vulture with an O, V-O-L-U-T. I can't even spell my own band. Like a volt of electricity mixed with a bird.
All right, so, and again, if you guys can afford to get in the boat, you got the barge coming up, you got more shows coming up, so what's next year? Got that so far?
Take a break, man. We've been on tour all year, so after the barge, everyone's going to do their own thing a little bit and get back on the road in the springtime.
Nice. And of course, everyone knows out there, just type in this voice, any search engine, you'll find the usuals.
You might find like a trash heap somewhere if you don't look too hard.
Yeah.
So that could be a good thing, too.
All right, so yeah, thanks a lot, Ryan, for hanging out with us.